listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and it's great to hang out with you on the podcast edition. This is our weekly chat with the best journo in our patch, Journo Jarks, Oliver Jarks from Region Riverina. This week, we give you the latest on the issues surrounding the weapon outside the Griffith War Memorial Museum. The tax man takes down yet another Griffith business. And will we see a Dan Murphy's in town? Let's find out and say good morning to him. It's Journo Jarks. It's Diesel, 13 past 7, Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins for your brekkie. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Can you believe it? The weekend is just around the corner. All thanks to our mates at Dom's Motors, of course, the all-new Mazda 60 and CX-60 and CX-90 in stock right now at Griffith Mazda. Head over to the website for more info, griffithmazda.com.au. Speaking of more info, no one's got more info than the best journo in our patch, Oliver Jarks, Journo Jarks, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. It's President Jarks, by the way. Yeah.
Sorry. I bow to you, sir. Well, you better fill us in. First of all, congratulations, President Jarks.
That's right.
Please.
El Presidente there.
Spill the beans. Myself.
Well, basically, I was elected President of the Griffith Tennis Club this week. Obviously, it's a very difficult process to be elected president. You probably know at a volunteer committee.
How does that process go?
Well, Robin Meehan, who's the veteran, goes, like, who wants to be president? And I literally thought a fire alarm had gone off because everyone just ran out of the room. And I was the last one, slowest one, as I am on the court.
The old man. Yeah.
The old man. And yes, so I got the job.
Oh, Oliver, you'd like to do it, would you?
Yeah.
Come on now. You're too humble. I know you're passionate about the Griffith Tennis Club. I know you love your tennis, and it seems like the right move to put you in charge.
Yeah, it is, and I've already made a few minor tweaks. I've actually banned volleying now at Griffith Tennis Club. I hate it when these young players come in and volley. So everyone has to stay behind the baseline for the full match. Anyone seen hitting a ball before it bounces?
You're out.
10-year suspension and reported to Griffith Police.
Anyone under 40 years of age, banned.
Banned, yes, exactly. Actually, another long-standing tradition of Griffith Tennis Club is a nudie run. When you lose six love, yep. you're forced to do a nudie run around the court. And now you've probably seen a Wyangan Avenue, sweaty, naked bodies running. Now, that's now the average age of the club is 50. I think that's banned.
Yeah.
You just have to bring in a cake if you lose six love. So.
Well, there's already enough cakes at the Griffith Tennis Club. Now that you're in charge, there might be a lot more.
It's going to be a pastry shop now. It's going to be like the Cheesecake Club.
The Griffith Cake Club. All jokes aside, mate, congratulations. I know it's going to be a massive 12 months at the tennis club. Let's get into some of these stories. Now, one of them we were chatting about last week, you broke this news about the weapon, or the cannon, as some people were calling it, out the front of the Griffith War Memorial Museum, and the art gallery weren't necessarily happy about it.
Yeah, well, they actually thought it might have been pointed in their general direction, and their lease is expiring within 12 months. There's always been rumours about the art gallery, being forced to move out of that location too. So they thought maybe their days are numbers with this 6-ton gun pointing in their general direction. But is it?
Well, that's exactly right. That's the question. And I reached out this week to Vice President at the War Memorial, Martin Gatto, and this is what he had to say. It's a 5.5-inch medium artillery gun. Not a cannon, as some people might think when they drive along Banner Avenue. Am I saying that right? Is that the weapon that's outside the museum?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, it weighs a bit over 6 ton, so it's sitting at the front and an attention getter. It turns heads.
It does, and it's making headlines at the moment. We've been covering this story, and look, it's all in jest. Let's start by saying that. It's all a bit of fun, as far as I can see anyway, and that is the neighbouring art gallery suggesting that it might be somehow pointed towards them. I mean, surely, Martin, that's not the case.
It's pointed nowhere near towards the art gallery. It's some people say it's pointed towards council, but even that's a bit off.
It's well, that would make more sense.
It's points way out to west.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not pointing at anything in particular.
Journo Jarks, there we go. We can put it to rest. That gun, not a cannon, at the front of the War Memorial Museum is not pointed anywhere, not even at council.
Well, that was my next headline. Gun pointed at council. Gunning for council.
Gunning
there
for
you
council.
Go. I mean, I've got my headline written for me.
Can make it work, I'm sure. Now, speaking of making things work, it seems to be working at the new wine tasting hub, but there is a bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, look, it's fabulous. I'm getting rave reviews about this place. In the centre of town, you can do wine tastings, I think, about 2 o'clock. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then you can have an after drink, a drink after work, which is something that Griffith often, you know, people complain about, that sort of spot for an after work drink. The only thing is that people should note that is you can't actually buy bottles of wine there, which is, you know, some people say that's a bit strange for a wine tasting hub, but they weren't able to, I think, get what's called a package liquor license to do that.
Right.
As you know, I've reported before, Dan Murphy's has been blocked a couple of times from trying to come to Griffith. They say Griffith has too high a domestic violence rate. So obviously that we've already got 5 bottle shops here. So having
Where is that coming from, them saying, sorry, Dan Murphy's, you can't come to town because of that DV relationship?
So it's a regulator. It's called the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority. They're the ones that decide whether a business can get a liquor license or not. They're a state government authority, and you have to apply to them and put in your submission, and they take feedback from the community. And they make a decision whether a liquor license is allowed in a town or not. And they have said no to Dan Murphy.
So Dan Murphy's has been pushing hard to come to Griffith.
They have.
And this regulating body is saying no because it's linked to what?
Well, they say Griffith has a very high domestic violence rate. And they think that having availability of cheap alcohol will actually make that worse. But I don't know where the tipping point is here. It's okay to have 5 liquor stores but not 6.
Exactly.
Some people are questioning why that decision is made. Wagga actually has a Dan Murphy, and their domestic violence rates are higher than Griffith.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't see the logic really in it, but okay. I suppose some people agree with it.
If anyone would know, you would. Where are Dan Murphy's suggesting, if they did get the green light, where would they go?
Well, they were originally trying to go where the Griff Hotel is on Yamble Street, but also Central. There's been rumours about Griffith Central
In the shopping
replacing where the Italian supermarket liquor place is now.
Okay.
I've checked with the regulator and Dan Murphy's themselves. They've said that that's not been approved yet, but that's what they're aiming for, I think.
Right. All up in the air, though, at this
stage.
All
up in the air, yeah.
And as you say, they've tried not once but twice.
Twice.
And Dan Murphy's been knocked back twice.
Yes.
Have they given up hope, do you know?
No, they'll never give up hope. No. I think Dan Murphy's, they'll always try, I'm sure. But they said they accept the umpire's decision at this stage.
Very good. I like how you throw a sport reference in there.
Yeah, why not? I am the president of the tennis club. Have I told you that yet?
No, well,
yeah. I'm very proud.
Show some respect. All right. And do you think that the Harvest HQ, which, as you say, getting rave reviews, you can go in there for a wine tasting. And if you try a nice Giraffe or a Shiraz or a Pinot or something, you might say, yeah, I like that. I'm going to take a bottle home. But you can't.
I suppose you just write down the name and then pop to Billabong or somewhere. I guess that's the idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, not necessarily what we want to have happen, I'm sure. But anyway, see how we go. Now, the tax man has taken down yet another Griffith business, Journo Jarks.
Yeah, a business called Griffith Fast Freight, which I understand does sort of freight between Wagga and Griffith. They were wound up by the Victorian Supreme Court over an alleged debt of about $850,000 on Friday. It's a third business in Griffith that's gone because of tax debts. Well, not gone. We had the former owner of Zombreros, as you know, last year. Mm. They were wound up in solvency, but that store has actually been taken over by a new franchisee, so it's still open. And then, of course, we had the infamous winery Saint Paris and all the super fast cars owned by that. That's also collapsed, I guess, because of tax debts, $32 million. Which
and
is,
you bought one or two of those sports cars,
I bought four of them, actually, which is good, yeah.
On a journalist's wage.
On a journalist's wage, which is impressive.
Well,
they say liquidator sales. That's where you get the bargains. I mean, McLaren supercar for $1.47 million, that is a bargain, Matt. Usually $3
million. We are talking in jest, please. Don't ring up and abuse. All right. So, and look, let's face it, that you're saying the tax man's taken down yet another Griffith business. Obviously, they're the regulating body. I'm sure they could have run their businesses a little bit better, perhaps.
Oh, look, I'm sure. Look, absolutely. There was obviously reasons for doing so. And it's up to the courts, and the courts have made the decision. So, yes, look, no judgment here.
That's
leave it to the courts, yeah.
Jerno Jarks, we love your work. We do have to wrap it up there. Some other great stories we will touch on next week. Thanks for giving us so much time, as always. And congrats, El Presidente Griffith Tennis Club. Make sure you put those new suggestions, those new rules in place sooner rather than later, won't
Absolutely.
You?
And banning backhand as well. I'm looking at that too because I can't hit a backhand. Every shot you have to run around it and hit it as a forehand.
They must hit it straight to you.
Straight to me.
Otherwise,
as well. And softly.
You're banned.
Yeah.
Love your work, mate. 23 past 7 here on Triple M.
The best way to stay.
A listener exclusive.